We talk every week with NPR TV critic Eric Deggans about TV shows, and there are so many good ones right now. But today, Eric has some ideas of TV shows that are under the radar, but worth checking out. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
So what shows are we missing?
Well, I love this show, and I don't know if you've heard about it. I don't think many people have. It's a British show called Chewing Gum, and you can watch it on Netflix. And it's this wonderful comedy about this young black woman in England who was raised in a very traditionally Christian family. She has a crush on this guy in her neighborhood. She wants to have sex with him, but there's part of how she was brought up that's holding her back. I actually think we have a great clip where she is talking to another guy who she's dated for many years, who says he doesn't have sex with her because he's religious, but there's a suspicion that he's not having sex with her because he's interested in men. So let's check it out.
You always nap when I'm here.
Yeah, I told you. It's because of my,
Your anemia.
Hmm.
Yeah. I just really like spending time with you.
Hey, chin up. Where's the chin?
Here's the chin.
There's the chin.
There it is.
Good. Don't be desperate.
No, don't be desperate. Sorry. Yeah.
So you can hear there this sort of little sleight of hand that he's doing to try and put her off. And after a while, you get to see that he has all these pictures of sort of half-naked guys in his room, and then you start to wonder. Mm. The series is very explicit. It talks very frankly about sex. So it's not necessarily something for children or for people who have a problem with that. But I think it's a great contemporary comedy about working-class British society and religion and race all together.
And it's, by the way, great now that you can get some of these British shows in the United States because, over the years, there have been some great British comedies that never make it over here. But if you happen to be there, you see them and you think, why isn't this a hit in the U.S.?
It's amazing. I may be dating myself, but when I was a kid, we would see Monty Python or we would see Doctor Who or we would see Fawlty Towers on PBS. And that was our only conduit.
Or Are You Being Served, in my case.
Are You Being Served? Exactly. Another great one. And that was our only conduit to British television shows. And now, thanks to all the great plethora of online platforms, there's a service called Acorn that just does foreign shows. Non-American shows is what they specialize in. They have a lot of British stuff. And there's also a service called BritBox that the BBC has developed that recently debuted that also features a lot of great British television content. We're seeing on Hulu, for example, a lot of shows that come from Australia, come from Britain. So streaming has opened up a great possibility for people.
Okay, so Chewing Gum on Netflix. Anything else catch your attention?
Well, there's this show called Throwing Shade. Now, people who know podcasts may recognize this show, Throwing Shade. It started as a podcast between Aaron Gibson and Brian Safi, and they transformed it into a late-night show on TV Land. Brian is an out gay man. Aaron Gibson is a progressive feminist. And so together, they have this great comedy show where they comment on topical news subjects from those two perspectives. They provide an analysis of news events that even with all the late night shows that we have that are talking about politics from Colbert to Samantha Bee, they actually talk about this stuff in a way that's pop culture friendly and very interesting and gives you a different perspective. So let's check out a clip from that show.
In hot calling the kettle black news, turns out that VP Mike Pence conducted official business as governor of Indiana on a private email account.
Lock him up! Come on, lock him up! Lock him up!
No, guys, it's when guys do it, it's good business.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
I see.
Yeah.
I love this show, and I feel like because it's on TV Land, people are used to watching, reruns and things like that on TV Land. They're not necessarily looking for a forward-looking, progressive, really interesting late-night show, but these guys have done it, and they just wrapped up their first season last week.
So some comedies there. What about drama? Anything stick out to you?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a really good drama on Hulu that also is a British TV show. It's called National Treasure, and it stars Robbie Coltrane as this performer who has a storied history in Britain, beloved, part of a comedy team. In the waning days of his career, he's accused of rape by a woman who was on a film set with him. And then when the accusation is made public, more women come forward. And it really gives you a sense of how media and fame and celebrity can come together to create a situation where when someone's accused of this, you don't know whether they're being unfairly accused by people who want something from that person or whether the celebrity has been able to live this sort of untouchable life for so long that eventually the chickens come home to roost. And this TV series really enjoys sort of playing with that back and forth, and you never quite know what the situation is.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans with some new selections maybe you haven't heard of for your TV watching. Eric, thanks so much.
As if we didn't have enough TV.
Right. Eric, thank you.
Thanks for having me.